Let me just come in there and apologize. It's actually, we won't be speaking to the Deputy Director of Corporate Accounts at the Department of Home Affairs, Mr. Mkhalimele. In actual fact, to discuss this further, we'll be joined on the line by Hedda Shansama, Director in the Employment Law Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. A very good afternoon, Hedda. Trust you
Good
well.
afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, according to the Immigration Act 13 of 2002, it is illegal to employ a foreigner who is not in possession of a valid working permit and passport. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Now, a clampdown on the employment of illegal foreigners. How to identify illegal foreigners in the workplace? Can you take us through that?
Sure. So obviously when we hire our employees, we would go through some form of vetting process. You would receive identification documents from your, either from the applicant. Alternatively, when you hire the person, you would receive the identification document. If they don't have a South African ID, you would then obviously request for a passport copy. And already at that early stage, you would realize whether or not that person is a local South African or a foreign national. And that's already where you could then begin with that process in terms of the vetting.
You know, it's actually an interesting question I've just posed to you. And are they good at disguising, Hedda? Because I think sometimes an accent could give it away.
Absolutely, but at the same time, you can't just rely on that. You would have to do your own assessment. You would have to do your own audit in order to make sure that you, as the employer, are not employing anyone who is not legally in South Africa and who cannot legally work in this country.
Now, what steps should be taken to ensure employers comply with the Immigration Act before hiring?
Right. So obviously now, as you had mentioned in your intro earlier, given that our government has reminded us that there is going to be a zero tolerance approach going or stance going forward, everyone who, or all employers, should make sure that, first of all, their current employees are all legal and that their papers are in order. And if you are intending to hire new people, that once again one goes through proper vetting processes, proper auditing processes to ensure that the people that you do hire do have the requisite authority to work in South Africa. And if you need to hire a foreigner, you're obviously going to then have to go through certain requirements now with the Department of Employment and Labour, as well as Home Affairs, because the Department of Employment and Labour is now coming on board as well, who will then vet that process in terms of you hiring a foreigner. So the Department of Employment and Labour may provide you with suitable candidates. The employer would then have to interview and determine whether or not that person is in fact a suitable candidate, and if not, it's assumed that obviously you would have to then provide reasons to the Department of Employment and Labour as to why person X has not been hired. So there's a few loops that we now have to jump through as the employer prior to being able to hire a foreigner.
Now, Hedda, there are legal repercussions for an employer. And what could
Yes.
it mean for the company if an illegal foreigner is found to be employed by the particular company?
Well, the Immigration Act has already set that out for us. You're eligible for a fine up to 100,000 rand, or perhaps even imprisonment. And what, as government has already alluded to, it will not only be looking at the company, but we'll also be looking at perhaps the CEO, the MD, and the HR directors as well, who may face criminal charges and imprisonment and/or a fine. So it's quite onerous now on employers to ensure that they are compliant. This is not a new obligation. It's always been there. But given the fact that government is now clamping down on this further than what we have been previously, it's definitely vital that employers now make sure that they are complying with our Immigration Act.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to hold on for me just for a minute there. I'd like to
Sure.
cross over to Nzima, Director in the Employment Law Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. We are talking about the South African government adopting a zero tolerance stance on the hiring of illegal foreign workers in that country. Now, Hedda, before we went to news headlines, you were talking about the repercussions and the type of consequences companies could face. In this instance, shouldn't we be accepting, or rather, you know, having foreign nationals working with us for us? is it really a problem that's then to be corrected?
It's not. Look, we have the foreign nationals in our country, and we are here legally in the country and are legally permitted to work. The whole clampdown is obviously on illegal foreigners and people who have illegal papers in their possession, and that's where the clampdown is coming. It's not my understanding that we are clamping down on a blanket, we will not be hiring foreigners anymore. That's not the understanding or what the intention of the Act is. The intention is simply to clamp down on illegal foreigners and specifically the fraudulent papers that seem to be floating around.
Mm. All right, now I see it. Now, companies, what steps would they need to do if they've already employed those illegal foreigners?
Well, we would propose, and that's what we've been saying to our clients, is that they need to conduct an audit. They need to make sure that the visas that the foreign workers are in possession of are legitimate, and to make sure that they are legally in South Africa. So it would then be for them to conduct the audit, to do an assessment of that, and then to make the required decisions going forward.
Can you take us through the majority of discussions which were featured at the recent Global Mobility Conference in Johannesburg?
The focus there is, as I said earlier, is in relation to the hiring or the continuation of the hiring of illegal foreigners. It's always been a breach of the Act, but in certain instances, many employers have not adhered to the obligations that are contained in the Act. And given the recent troubles that South Africa has faced in relation to the hiring of illegal foreigners, it's under the spotlight in order to clamp down on illegal foreigners within our country. And that was the emphasis of those discussions and continues to be the emphasis of the discussions.
So in my understanding, the Act is already in full force.
Yes, it has been all this time. The obligations have not changed. It's just now that government is adopting the zero tolerance stance, as you alluded to earlier.
Mm. I would imagine that some companies may have had their own reasons for hiring illegal foreigners,
No doubt, yes.
This is where I have to leave it. Thank you very much, Hedda, for your time on this all-important discussion.
Thank you for having me.
Moving right along, now on Channel Africa, we go